Conferees from both chambers have been meeting informally over the past several weeks, ahead of the passage of a Senate budget. House Republican Majority Leader Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights says this puts he and his fellow conferees in a better position to work quickly.
I'm not saying we don't have some real disagreements, but they're manageable items. The great thing is we sort of felt out each other's positions to a large degree already. We've made two pass-throughs in K-12. We made pass-throughs in higher ed. Now, they've changed some, five items in K-12, big items, but we know each other sort of where we're going. Generally, you just start from scratch. Now we're ready to make offers.
Another notable House priority is $10.4 million for an additional 250 Medicaid waiver slots for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The Senate has asked to borrow an additional $700 million in bonds to pay for transportation. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.